What's crack-a-lackin'? This is Snoop Dogg.
This is not... Already, this is not normal, but this is not a normal podcast for us. Nate, do you want to tell this story? Like, this is the most devastating podcast week probably for you and I ever.
Yeah, no, we... Travis and I recorded like an hour-long session with Josh Watts and his family from Mississippi about the Little Debbie bracket. We had a March Madness Little Debbie bracket that we had discussed and all picked picks, and it was a lot of fun, and it was a really good podcast, but the audio messed up, and we can't release it.
Yeah.
And we were very sad about the whole thing. Very sad.
It was next level devastating, right, Em? You've worked on this quite a bit.
Yeah, I spent a lot of today on it, and I'm not giving up hope that we can't clean that audio up, but we could not clean it up in time for Tuesday. We may have to call in some professionals. Hey, do we have, speaking of professionals, if you're an audio engineering professional and you listen to this show, maybe hit us up.
Yeah, it feels like we have some out there.
I feel like we should have one somewhere in the ether.
Some, maybe.
I know, you're just so weird about asking people for help. So you're going to, if you listen, you're going to have to say, hey, I want to help. Otherwise, Travis won't.
Anyway, if you are dying to hear, would you say it was penetrating diagnosis? Because we had myself, which if you look at me, I know it's hard to believe, but I actually like sweets, like Little Debbie's and stuff. Like, I've been known to snack here or there.
Right.
Nathan Henderson, who's been training for this his entire life, right? Like, you're next level on Little Debbie's.
I was born for this day.
And
for this podcast, but isn't happening yet.
And then we had Josh Watts and his family. So Josh, if you don't remember, when we did the small game draft late last year, I was in Mississippi at Josh's house, staying with him and his wife Christy and their son Cole, and they all joined us for this podcast. So it was a lot of fun because then we had five of us that could really decide, you know, what lived and what died to go to the next round. And man, I'm going to tell you, there were some big time surprises in this. It was not, and I feel bad because it may never see the light of day.
But we haven't given up hope yet.
No, Emily has been.
We haven't given
up
hope yet.
Yep.
So if you know anything about audio engineering or mixing or cleaning things up, hit us up. We could use some help on this one.
So that's what's new with me. Nate, what's new with you?
I've started making my own turkey calls. And I talked about this. I actually talked about this on the Little Debbie. Yeah. But I'll go ahead and say it now. I started making my own diaphragm calls, which of those of you who don't know are turkey mouth calls. I bought a little jig for like $50, and it came with some supplies, like some latex and some tape and frames and stuff. So I've been experimenting. It came with enough stuff to build like 25 calls or something like that, and I've built probably 15 of those 25. And about five of them are worth keeping so far, but I've been having fun with it, experimenting with different cuts and different tensions and different sizes of latex, 2-3 reeds, different stuff like that. So it's been fun. Maybe I'll get to a point where I'm good enough to where I can send some people some calls if you want them, but right now I'm just playing around, but it's been fun. I've made a couple that really do sound really good for my style anyway. But
that's freaking cool, dude. I wish I could see one. Like, I want to ask so many questions, but I don't know what they are.
Here.
All right, stay right there.
So it works by you put it in your mouth and you like push air over the top of the reeds and like adjust your tongue pressure and stuff. Okay, hold on.
Do you want to come back to your microphone, Emily? She's back.
So that's one I made last week. So I don't know. It's fun. It's cool. It's cool to experiment.
Hold on.
It's been a lot of
fun.
Hold
on. We have questions forthcoming. Here we go.
First of all, that's not what I was expecting when you said that's what you're doing. Okay, so for the listeners, it looks like picture a geisha holding a fan in her hand that she might like fan air at her face. It looks like one of those, except it just fits in your mouth. It's a little bite-sized geisha fan.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's a great way to describe it.
It's a good way to put it.
And it's made of silicone?
No, it's made of, the reeds are latex, and then the outside part, mine's gray, but it's like a tape. I don't know what kind of tape it is, but it's just like a, some kind of like gaffing
this
tape
is,
almost.
This is scintillating radio.
This is fascinating,
yeah.
Dude. Get off me
and
right
it's
now.
Got an aluminum, and it's got a little aluminum frame that you put the latex in and like stretch it, and it holds it in place.
Huh.
And so.
I've never seen one of those in my life.
Did you buy a kit?
I did. Yeah, I bought a kit.
To make these? Like you bought a kit to make these?
To make 25 of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's like a little jig. I bought a little jig for like $50. And it's pretty cool. The jig is called the Little Jiggy, if you want to look it up on YouTube, or if anybody's interested. It's made by Ricky Joe Bishop, who's like an OG turkey hunter from back in the day, and he makes his own calls and stuff, but it's cool. It's been fun.
My favorite.
So we'll see how it goes.
Are you going to name this episode Getting Jiggy With It?
My favorite boat name of all time is back when you could jig fish for tarpon in Boca Grande Pass, and there was someone that had a Pro-Line 18 flats boat, and it was called Getting Jiggy With It.
Oh, I beat you to it.
And the J's were jigs. The J's were actually like the little
nice
tail jigs with the, oh, that's so big time.
Nate, that's freaking cool. I'm glad I got to see that.
We'll know. You know he used to make fishing rods.
He's a DIYer.
Did you know he made fishing rods?
I didn't.
Yeah. So he told this story on the other podcast that no one's ever going to hear, but he used to make fishing rods when they owned the archery shop. He would use his, what was that thing? A lathe or something? What was it called?
No, it's like it's a rod wrapper. So, yeah, it was like electric and you stuck the blank in there and you put the eyes where you wanted them and you wrapped with red and, you know, put epoxy
he's
on
very,
it and finished
he,
it up. You know,
he's very cultured when it comes to this outdoor stuff, unlike you and I. Like he's very,
obviously
he's very cultured. That's why he's into fly fishing and whatnot.
Everyone who just listens to our show rolled their eyes. They're like, yeah, we
Emily.
Know.
Would it be called like a Renaissance man? Like a Renaissance
that's what
man
you are.
Type of deal going on here.
Hundo P.
You're a Renaissance.
Make my
man
own stuff.
You and Fun Catherine. Yeah. Yep.
What Emily? What is new with you?
So I have this is a dark maybe a dark confession. So every morning when I wake up, I get my coffee and I like have some quiet time in bed, and I don't like meditate with the Lord or read the news. I shop on Amazon.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Every
are
day.
You getting to the new part?
And I don't buy things. I rarely buy things, actually.
That's true.
But I just like to shop on Amazon. I feel like it's like, I don't know. This is the thing I like to do.
Yeah.
So,
I do that sometimes. I'll get on there and just kind of like
you just browse.
What piques my interest today?
Yeah,
it's
and
like
so,
that.
Like,
it's
I don't
like the
I don't
catalog
intend on buying anything.
It's like what?
It's like having
but
a
yeah
catalog.
Yeah, it's like having a catalog. Yeah. It's just like mindless browsing. Anyway, what's interesting about that? Not much, but in light of this pandemic, Amazon has changed their strategy, and they're not pushing any promotions for Mother's Day or Father's Day. And so if you log into Amazon and look at your home screen and start scrolling, you'll notice they're like pushing a ton of music playlists and things.
Really?
Yeah, because they're trying to like the volume of people having two-day deliveries is so high right now that they can't do it.
Right.
So they're just trying to kind of like pull back on all of their campaigns and their advertising, which I think is really interesting. I really like supply chain logistics and marketing. So anyway, I was reading an article about it in the Wall Street Journal this week, and it's intentional. So if you see things changing online, that's why. And it's just interesting.
Couple things I take away from that. One, that was a pretty sweet Wall Street Journal reading the article flex. Like we were just talking about how Renaissance man Nate was, and you're like, oh yeah, I was just casually, you know, reading the journal.
Just casually.
The wall, as I like to call it. I was just scrolling the wall.
The street. I like to see what the street says.
I have a couple more things, and that triggered something in my mind.
Oh, I often trigger him.
If by the time you hear this, if provided the sound works, if by the time you hear this, you have ordered a hat from us and we said it had shipped last week and you don't have it yet, please let me know. Reach out and let me know. I've got like a whole list of tracking numbers, but they're not tied to names, so I got to go figure out which is which. But anyway, I can track them and figure out if you did not get your hat. So if you didn't, you ordered a hat, whatever and didn't get it yet, let me know.
How can they let you know?
They can at me. They can DM me.
How?
Facebook Messenger, Instagram, Travis Thompson.
At Travis Thompson.
Not on Facebook. I don't know my Facebook one.
Travis at castablastfl.com.
Yeah, you can send me an email. Yep. Do people still email?
Oh, man.
The other thing, I need to...
Literally, I get like 400 a day, so yes.
I need to follow up on a keep that I had from 2 weeks ago, okay? And that is, let me say this. Em just mentioned Father's Day. If my father-in-law listens to this, he's about to get a spoiler alert. And my dad, who can't figure out how to listen to podcasts, ever listens to this, he's going to get a spoiler alert. But a couple weeks ago, and I will put a link to this in our show notes, Chad Rishar, friend of the show, Chad Rishar, mentioned a LaCrosse wireless monitor. And I said it was on the way. Do you remember me talking about this, Nate?
Yeah, the freezer monitor.
Yeah, so, well, it's not just a freezer monitor. It's basically just a... It comes in two parts. And one part you plug into like your wireless router with an Ethernet cable. And that's called the gateway. And then you put the sensors anywhere you want. And this comes with one sensor. And I think it was $30 for the sensor and that gateway. And you can put it in a freezer. And then you set thresholds. So if the temperature gets above 15 degrees or 10 degrees or whatever, you can tell it to text and email you. And dude, I'm telling you, this thing is so freaking cool. I bought two more sensors and put them in my other two freezers. Now I have one in the duck fridge, one in the deep freeze, and one in the beer freezer. Guess which one's Emily's? But I'll put a link
all
to
of them.
Man, I'm just like, Chad and I were talking last week. I'm like, I don't understand why everyone that hunts and fishes, anyone that for lack of a better term, hoards wild game. Like if you collect wild game to eat, this is such an inexpensive investment for making sure, like if I go to Nate's, I'm supposed to go to Nate's for a wedding. If my freezer crashes, my dog sitter's not going to check it.
Right.
He's not going to know that the freezer in the garage stopped working because it's shut, and he wouldn't know until it started leaking.
We
and
lost a freezer full of game over,
about a year ago.
Was it a year ago? No, it was
no,
recent.
Not quite a year ago. So,
and I was here. You were traveling, but I found it like 3 days too late.
Right. It was bad. So. Anyway, I'm going to put a link because I've gotten it in. When I had talked about it before as a keep, I had not seen it yet. But Father's Day is coming, and I'm telling you, this is thebomb.com. So for $30, it's a huge win. I got one more thing I'm going to tease, and that is a few weeks ago, we did a special episode on the Tiger King because everybody was talking about that. And because we're in quarantine, social distancing, although it feels like that's kind of winding down, hopefully coming to an end or slowing down. But we are going to release another special episode. We put out a poll on Cast and Blast Florida, the group, and we asked for your favorite baseball movie, and everyone voted for The Sandlot, which is incorrect. But Nate's brother, sister, and I all got together. Kaylee, Matt, and I got together and recorded a special episode where we talked about keeps and releases in The Sandlot. So we're going to release that this week for you guys for fun. If you don't want to listen to it, if The Sandlot's not your bailiwick, just skip it. You don't have to listen. It's magic how that works, right? So, and then
everything on the internet is optional.
Yeah. Like
this is very true.
We'll get to my releases as well, because you don't have to comment. You're not obligated to comment. This Thursday, I'm not sure what conversation, like we are into the void of conversations now because I have none recorded. So I don't know if we're going to have one Thursday or not, but I have a whole bunch of them. We're working to schedule behind the scenes and stuff. And some of that is on the idea of the Florida folks. I really wanted to go sit down with them in person, and the pandemic screwed some of that up. So I'm trying not to do those with a Zoom call if I can avoid it, but we'll see what we can get together for Thursday. But if there's one missing, don't freak out. I'm giving you guys fair warning. We may take a week off from conversations. And with that, everybody got their what's new out?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, we have a microphone there.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, before we proceed, there was calls for you to have your own mixtape, rap album / mixtape / drop. I don't know. Am I being cool? Am I saying all the words?
Are you being cool?
Yeah.
Rarely.
What do you have a rebuttal to that? Or are you prepared?
It's been a dream of mine, honestly, for my whole entire life to drop a mixtape.
Is that right?
What did you think I was going to say?
I had no idea what you were going to say. That was not what I was expecting, though. Can the listeners expect more rapping from you in the future? Like, is that something you intend to?
I will absolutely send them something on request.
Oh, really?
If they will come to the group on Facebook, Cast and Blast Florida, the group, drop your requests there. I get picked on all the time in that group. I'm happy to have anyone, and I do what I can to entertain the crowd.
So if they come in and they say, we want you to rap.
The Rapper's Delight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gangster's Paradise.
Whatever they want.
Okay. Awesome.
She takes requests, people.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. You're down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So because our main segment got blown all to bits and pieces, we do not have a main segment. So we're going straight into keeps and releases. Nate, do you have a release?
Yes.
Let's have it.
My release is the fact that ICAST was officially canceled this week.
Boom.
So we're not going to get all the cool new stuff, all the influencers there talking about all the cool new stuff. And it's kind of just going to be different this year. All these people will still release all their new things and all this stuff. It'll just be digitally probably through their social media or website or whatever. And, but it kind of sucks, you know. It's a great time for people in the industry to get together and hang out. And, you know, it's a, you know, good time for, you know, you to go and interview people and talk to people and stuff. And so it's kind of sucks that we missing out on that this year.
It is like, but they were talking like 2 or 3 weeks ago, they sent an email out saying we're still having it. And I think when they sent that email, maybe there was some pushback about, hey, if you still have it, what kind of position does that put your vendors in? What kind of position does that put your attendees in? What kind of position does that put? And so I think they made the right decision, but man, it does suck. Like it's okay to be on both sides of that, which I think is, we're allowed to be complex, right, and have feelings about both sides of that conversation.
Not on the internet.
No.
Yeah, no.
Black or white, there is no gray.
Right, but it's just sucky. So it is what it is.
I have a question.
Shoot.
So like one of the first episodes we did, we talked about a product that was teased at ICAST, and it was like the panel that showed you alerts on your whole boat. Do you remember this?
Yeah, you're talking about the Power Pole. I forget the name of it now.
In Futuron. What was it?
That wasn't the name of it.
Celesta no. Strong.
Come on. We're seeing that marketing degree go to work right now, y'all.
Power it was basically pole? Like an iPad that was connected to all your systems on your boat.
Yeah.
You could like Power switch pole. Around,
hit
right?
And it still has not dropped.
Celestaton. If you want that name, hit us up because we just trademarked it. I just mailed it to
we
myself.
We can go find it in the in the show notes from that time.
So there were two components to that.
That thing was so cool, and it's still not on the market.
One is out on the market, has been released recently. It's called the Charge, and it balances out all the batteries in your boat.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that was a big component of what you were talking about. But yes, you are correct. You have some follow up questions on ICAST products that I'm not sure how you're going
to. I'm just
up.
Saying, like ICAST, okay, like whenever that comes out, I'll be excited to have ICAST again.
You were wanting to go this year. Like, we were trying to make arrangements for you to go.
We were trying, but you know life.
Yes, I do know life. What is your release, Emily?
Oh, my release is that, so annoying, my debit card got hacked.
Identity theft is not a joke, Emily.
Millions of people are affected every day.
Michael!
Michael!
It's just like twice as bad when you're not supposed to leave your house or go to a bank. And like, I can't really get it taken care of safely right now. So everything now I'm going through the whole, like what happens next, right? You start getting these nasty emails. Hey, I could not renew your subscription. Hey,
oh, yeah. That's the kiss of death.
This and that. And I'm like, gosh, so like first world problems, right? But it's just so
annoying. Well, it's so annoying. Oh my gosh.
Because I lose my wallet like 3 times a year. It's something I'm just used to. Like I just, my card never gets hacked because I don't have them long enough. They end up in the bottom of a lake or at a boat ramp or something. Don't shake your head at me.
Mm.
My
what
release,
is your release?
My release is fairly predictable, but it is in this day and age, the idea of discourse, and particularly as that pertains to the internet, but in real life as well. We just, you can't pick, you can no longer have feelings that pertain to both sides of a conversation. It's binary. You have to pick a side and either be for it or against it. And we've talked about this ad nauseum before, but man, it just feels like in the last This quarantine shelter in place situation has made everyone a constitutional scholar, has made everyone a infectious disease expert. And we're talking about the same people that were aquatic plant management experts like 3 minutes ago. And before that, they were conservation experts. It's just, man, I get that we live in an age where there's more information than there's ever been before. Like, you can Google anything if you want to spend enough time reading about it. But geez, oh, Pete, like, let's listen somewhat to the experts. Like the people that went to school right. and became experts in these fields and studied this thing hard and have the, what was the old Malcolm Gladwell thing? Do you remember that? Was it 1,000 hours or 10,000 hours?
10,000 hours.
10,000 hours practice. Anyway, that's my release. I'm just nothing specific. Like, I didn't want to give the time of day to the specifics of it, but just in general, like the it's a hard way to live in a binary world.
Yep.
Is that a fair way to say it?
Agreed.
I am going to do my keeps first.
Go, baby.
My keeps are what's coming for the show and in general. Like, we have, I don't want to overpromise, underdeliver with interviews, but we have some killer conversations coming up, and we've had killer conversations this entire season. Like, there's not one in the list that I'm that one was okay. They've all been really good, but we're going to circle back around and have some killer ones. The Little Debbie bracket challenge was it was a lot of fun, and it's something that our group talks about all the time, Little Debbie Snacks. But it was also a trial run to figure out some kinks for some other projects Nate and I have been talking about. We're getting some folks together to do some stuff and maybe do some drafts and things like that. So we got some of that in the works. We've already got a couple of folks on board for those. And then we've been working on some special Patreon content. So we've been trying to get some of that in the can during the quarantine time so that we can begin releasing to you guys that are patrons of the show, friends of the show, Conservation Club members, whatnot. So I'm really excited about that. I'm excited we got hats in and we got hats going out. I'm excited we're working on fishing shirts. I'm just excited about this stuff.
Ooh, those fishing shirts are money. Do you have yours yet?
I don't have it yet. Oh, it should be here momentarily.
Shoot.
But
I wore mine on a walk around the neighborhood today, y'all, and I sweated so good in it.
But they're not available to the public yet.
But they're coming.
But they are coming. Nate, if you don't have yours by Tuesday, you need to at me. Okay. If you want,
I'll add
you. Go listen earlier in this and let me know.
Could he text all you? Right.
He could. Figure out a way to get a hold of me, Nate. Let me know if you don't have it by Tuesday.
Okay. Maybe I'll send you a letter.
What is your keep, Emily?
Hold on. I got to find it. Oh my God. Okay. Right before we went to record this podcast, I was out. One of my favorite things in life is letting my dogs go out in the yard.
Tell them about your dogs.
I have two French Brittany Spaniels. French Brittany's. They have black noses. That's how you know they're French. Also, they hate me because I'm an American.
They're bird dogs.
And they are so fun. The way they run around the yard, like their ears flop a certain way. And it just brings joy to my dang heart, y'all. My black heart loves to watch my dogs run. Anyway, Allie, the new girl, we've had her for almost a year, was along the edge of our property. There's these woods, and they never go into the woods because we have shock collars on them, and we've been through this before. So she's like picking at something right at the edge of the woods, and I'm watching her pretty good. Suddenly she picks it up and starts running back towards me, and it looks like she has a golf ball. And I'm like, that's weird. Nobody plays golf around here. She comes on the porch, and I said, Allie, drop. And she drops, and it cracks. It cracks. It's an egg. She brought me an egg, and I was like screaming, honestly, because I don't know what lays eggs around here. Like, we don't have chickens in our backyard, and
there are birds. We do have birds.
I know, but it didn't look like a bird egg. It was a full size grown ass egg. And I was like, no tiny bird in my backyard had that come out of their body. You know what I mean? I'm like, maybe it's a snake egg. I don't know. There was just so many questions. So I went and woke Travis up from a nap.
5 minutes until my alarm. Five minutes until my alarm. And the way she woke me up was by tapping on my watch. That's how she woke me up. She didn't like shake me or anything like that. She tapped on my watch with her fingernail. And it was like she woke me up by scraping her nails on a chalkboard, which was just like even better. Like, I was thrilled about everything in that situation. To go outside and found that my dog had brought her a chicken egg that probably some raccoon dropped.
I needed a strong man to help me understand what was going on. Anyway.
You were impressed because of the softness of her mouth.
Yes, it was just that's so where you were cool.
Going. Oh, that is pretty
she
impressive.
She carried it
yeah,
all the
impressive.
Way across our yard, and then it cracked because I told her to drop it on concrete. she didn't crack it. Anyway, it was just cool. I just like to watch the dogs work.
You were so proud.
I was proud of her.
So proud.
Anyway.
Nate, what's new with you? Or no, not new. Keep what you
yeah,
keep.
Yeah, no, not what's new.
Hold on. Before you do your keeps, no advertising this week. But I will give a shout out to Carrie Bible and Two Fish Creative and our and Fletcher Hallett Insurance. You guys, y'all get a pass this week. Sorry, this show has just been a train wreck from beginning to end.
We're just so beat down.
We'll be back to normal next week.
We're just a little disappointed. We're not mad. We're just disappointed. No, my keep this week is cooking with cast iron. Because I think food just tastes better when you cook it in cast iron.
It totally does.
And I have a 12-inch Lodge skillet, and Catherine and I made a skillet cookie in it the other week.
Oh.
Like a chocolate chip skillet cookie.
Oh.
And we did it from scratch, you know, with the flour and the sugar and the salt,
old
whatever.
Old school, like your ancestors.
Like old school, like grandma's recipe type old school. And it was really, really good. We also cooked some bacon in it the other day. And bacon just kind of hits differently out of a cast iron skillet.
It does.
You know, I mean, in the oven, it's very convenient and quick and easy. But there's something about getting that crispy edges and stuff that you get with the cast iron. And it kind of curls up.
Amen.
And like you can kind of cook it with it all curled up in there and kind of get the edges real crisp. Anyway. So
he could have
my keep is cast iron.
Minutes.
Yeah, my keep is cast iron. Just if you're not cooking with cast iron, please do. It's not as hard as you think it is if it's seasoned properly and all this stuff. But it's an excellent way to cook food. So,
did you see? We mentioned him earlier that this past week Chad Rashar had his Traeger and he was making biscuits in a cast iron skillet.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
He baked them in the Traeger and then finished them off in the oven. And then he had another cast iron he was catching bacon grease in to cook with later. And
this cat had bacon freeballing on a rack in his grill, just laying on the rack, just out there. And then under it, the shelf under it, he had a cast iron skillet catching the grease.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about that. I need to try that bacon.
Right.
I've never seen anything like that. Have you?
I have never seen anything like that.
Why is it so funny?
Your reaction is funny. Your action is funny.
Chad, if you could mail me some of that bacon because I can't come near you.
No, but our group very much appreciates. The people listening to this, Nate, I think will appreciate that because they are very much the cast iron crowd.
Yeah. No, I think so.
We cook cast iron regularly at our house. Like that's the go-to on the kitchen stove.
It's going to start being more regular at my house as well.
Do y'all have gas? Sure.
We do.
Yeah, that's the only way to go, man. That's the only way to go. Make it work. All right, someone get us out of this.
Can I just drop one more thing?
Please, Emily, please.
Oh Lord. If you're a dude, we love you. You can just stop listening. But if you're a lady friend,
here we go.
I've done this a couple of times on the podcast, but we have so many female listeners right now. I just want to throw it out. I've been cooped up in my house for a minute. I miss my girls and I'm gaining the quarantine 15. So what I'm going to do is starting on the 24th, I'm starting a fitness group on Facebook. If you want to be part of it, you can do it. It's going to be a ballet fitness program. Okay. So listen, when I talk about this, what I picture is the hippos in tutus from Fantasia. That's what I feel like I'm going to look like trying to do this, but it's going to be really fun.
You're going to be leading a ballet fitness group.
Yes.
Baby, I love you. And you know that what I'm about to say is going to end poorly for me, but you are not what I would think of when I think of a ballerina.
I know. Grace is not
grace
near
is not you're a person that gives grace, like
thank
you're willing
you.
To extend grace,
thanks,
but when it comes to litheness of foot, I don't think grace is necessarily something that enters
well
your,
listen it's gonna be really fun to try, and maybe there'll be some, you know, some raps thrown in there, so it's true to me.
We'll tease
well there you go
out there.
Anyway, we're gonna do it, so if you need something to do, come on, let's do some hippo ballet.
Stay woke.